Welcome to Head Games Radio. This show tries to get down a little deeper than sometimes we're able to on other networks in terms of what motivates some of the great leaders in sport. And we had a wonderful conversation with Bob Costas yesterday about sport. We covered the NFL, we covered the NBA, we covered baseball itself. And we talked about the kind of territory that a public figure is in. If you see these ridiculous ads now, for instance, it's John Kyle versus Jim Peterson in the Senate in Arizona where I live, and I'm sure you see it all across the nation, where each candidate spends its time attacking the other one. And there really isn't much room played out for people with imagination and leadership. The same thing is true to some degree in the culture for all public figures. And our friend Bob Costas talked about that on yesterday's show.
The atmosphere has changed in that respect almost exponentially with the advent of a certain kind of sports talk radio, a certain kind of cable TV culture and tone, throw the internet in. And so the people who are the snarkiest or the most mean-spirited or want to just launch ad hominem attacks and think that qualifies as commentary, those people are everywhere. Look at the tone of political campaigns today. It doesn't have to be true. It doesn't have to be fair. It doesn't have to make sense. Just take a shot at somebody. And so when that's the atmosphere, I would think that if Jim McKay were around today on the air, or if Vin Scully were just starting out and he was doing national broadcasts, make a list of the people you most admire, whose work is most deserving of respect. Even they would have some people taking pot shots at them. And in many cases, it says much more about the people doing the pot shotting than it does about those at whom it's directed.
That's Bob Costas, the pot shotting. One of the great things about the best journalists is the words that they coin on the air end up being part of the lexicon of our culture, and I think pot shotting just entered that realm. But we want to thank Bob. We're going to go into that interview in depth, and then we're going to be joined later in the show with Rick Goslin talking about the NFL and some of the better stories out there, whether it is the Raiders and their rise, the Michael Vick story, why he seems to have found himself. Maybe it's just about protection. We'll be right back in just a minute. You're listening to Head Games on the Sports Byline USA Network and Sirius Channel.